on stage and studio, Susanna Mars of the Adventures in Artslandia project talks with playwright E.M. Lewis about her upcoming epic play, Magellanica. And at 11:30, Making Contact asks, is universal basic income the answer to the wealth gap and poverty, or is it the tech community's neoliberal dream? KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. And now, after this announcement, is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. But first, this announcement.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, January 16th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Solidarity. First, a little bit of weather. We're going to be trying to reach a very special guest, Jeffrey Kaiti, may be able to join us today. We'll just have to see how that one plays out. The rest of the news today includes everything from the strong denials on the part of Trump sympathizers that he did not say what the rest of the world knows he said. This has got so much traction, there's no way they'll be able to stop it from rolling. And this indeed contains lessons. And if the Democrats fail to learn those lessons, then they do so at their own peril, and not just at their own peril, but perhaps at the peril of the rest of the world. Because despite all the rest of the stories, Steve Bannon is going to testify before a grand jury, and it gets more exciting from there. And of course, weather systems all around the world are collapsing. No crab for Oregonians. All of this pales when we consider that we are really a hair's breadth away from nuclear annihilation, and this is what no one has thought of. And again, this is illustrative of an overall failure, or just to even consider the future, you could go so far as to say that we are denying the future. It's too awful to think about. Because it could, nuclear annihilation aside, we've already set in motion climate collapse, which still, in most people's mind, plays out as very bad weather. That's about it. That's about as far as people are able to think. They don't see the world dying. They don't see it all around them. Because why? Because they're glued to the televisions. This is the nonstop 24-hour news cycle, the instantaneous plays on Wall Street that keep the players addicted, the instantaneous plays on video games, for that matter, that keep people... It doesn't matter whether they're violent or not. Violence is around us all the time. So violence doesn't matter at all. It's the fact that the addiction is what is a matter of concern, and it's one of the chief weapons that the Trump administration, and all other, for that matter, all other autocracies around the world, the populist autocracies around the world, what is used to keep the population submissive, one addiction or another. Believe me when I say, but the opiate crisis is nothing compared to the other crises are emerging all around us all the time. Crises that are exactly what this administration and administrations all around the world, similar ones. We really live under a dictatorship. We do, and we live under a fascist dictatorship. And all fascist dictatorships have relied on one means or another of keeping the population from reacting to whatever atrocities they commit in the name of that population. Right now, we are in desperate need of action of some sort, political action. And that doesn't mean a voice crying in the wilderness, a voice crying in Washington, D.C., a voice crying in California. None of it matters. We can raise our voices all we want. We're way, way past that because no one is listening. Yes, we do have, free speech, and that's wonderful. We can talk all we want, but that has zero value when what counts is who's listening. And what counts is action taken at this point. I think we've proved to ourselves, or we should have. It's very similar to the climate collapse. People seem to rely on denial and refusal to see it, an inability to experience it prevents people from acting. Same goes for a speech. As long as we believe that speaking out and writing lots of opinions and whatnot, that that's going to have an effect. Well, we'll see about all that. A group of Oregon conservationists is suing the U.S. Forest Service after it reauthorized livestock grazing on grasslands within Hells Canyon National Recreation Area. This took place last Wednesday for the Greater Hells Canyon Council in La Grande, seeking to protect a rare species of plant. Thank God for Spalding and his catch fly. But Spalding's catch fly, found only in eastern Washington, northeast Oregon, west central Idaho, western Montana, and up into Canada, is listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, as are we all at this point. The Forest Service is obligated to protect Spalding's catch fly, and it has most spectacularly failed to do so. Again, and why is that? It's because of grazing land. And of course, as we all know, grazing land is a free-for-all. Go ahead, buy yourself 1,000 head of cattle and let them loose. The only one who's going to stop you is Spalding. That said, today we learned that elementary school desks just aren't going to cut it. Just days after Trump tweeted about his big nuclear buttons, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that it is getting ready for what might happen after one of these buttons is pushed. And their only mistake there is the phrasing. It's not what might happen. This is what will happen. What will happen? We forget the term nuclear winter. We used to use it. This used to be a phrase, a term that everyone understood, nuclear winter. In the aftermath of any sort of nuclear confrontation, the skies will go black for a long time. This means nothing will grow. It means a lot of other things. It means a lot of our power systems are going to collapse. You sure aren't going to be having much solar power. Probably not a lot of wind power either, unless it's the type of winds that are going to knock the wind, the generating towers absolutely flat on the ground. There won't be hospitals for the millions upon millions of people who are desperately ill with radiation sickness and or are experiencing agonizing deaths. Very little will survive, and whether or not they are caught up in the big boom, in Trump's big boom, very little is going to survive. And we've just seen the example in Hawaii, how easily mistakes can be made. Whoever stopped this, thank God for them. But nonetheless, the Centers for Disease Control is bracing itself anyway. Today is the day of the public health agency is hosting an educational grand round session at its Atlanta headquarters to discuss how officials might prepare and react to a nuclear explosion. The CDC says it's not doing this just because of concerns about any particular politician, American or otherwise, but planning for the session began in April, according to their public affairs people. Kathy Harbin, somebody who's very, very hard to get in touch with these days. Kathy Harbin, I believe, has been on this program in the past, rather somewhat distant past, but on it nonetheless, and now is very much on the down low. The nuclear attack session is scheduled for today, and it features speakers from the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Georgia Department of Health. Topics might be how data might help shape public health responses and public health resources might be needed to be prepared. You can, this can be, there's a live stream available on the CDC's website, and I encourage everybody, if you don't have an elementary school desk to crawl under, if you don't have that conveniently located, then you might want to tune in to that live stream and see what they have to say. And on the eternal topic, the eternal diversion that no audience could possibly resist, in the man bites dog arena, we have a man stabbing a dog. Not funny at all. But in these times, what then actually is? We miss the weather. We miss the weather. Time's up. Showers likely, and daytime temperatures around in the low 50s, nighttime temperatures in the low 40s, and that pattern persists for the next few days. And that said, this, and my apologies, we were going to still attempt to get Jaffe Kaidi on as soon as possible. This has been Air Cascadia, Thought Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Judy Feistel engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Judy. Derek Crooks is the AF News Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you, Sucker.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor The High Captain, a play showing Thursday, January 18th through Sunday, January 21st at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Part of the Fertile Ground Festival, The High Captain play follows several shipwrecked petroleum barge workers in their attempt to set up a government.